Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell, and this is Magnificent Monday. And what a magnificent Monday it is. This is also leap year. So today is the 29th of February, which is the last day of the month. And when we wake up tomorrow, it's going to be March 1st. And that means it is time for us to spring into action. A few weeks ago, I did a show called Let's Get Down to Business, saying it's time for us to really get serious about achieving our goals and focus on where it is we want to be and then do what it takes to get there. So in March, it is time for us to really spring into action. And what does that mean? You know, you guys know I'm a fan of no excuses. So that means it's no excuses month. This is the month where you start to kind of plant your seeds so that you can really position yourself to blossom throughout the rest of the year and to really reap a big harvest. And with that being said, what is the best place to plant your seeds? In the mind. And our topic for today is your mind energy is magical. And now, you guys, I don't really believe in magic. However, I do believe that your mind can produce some amazing things. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to really boost your mind energy and get the things that you want. Plant the seeds that you need to plant and really keep them planted so that you can fertilize them in the right way and start to bring in a harvest. Hey, I'm a goal achievement strategist, and I'm going to be bringing you some great strategies all year long, powerful strategies and strategies that are simple to use, but they do work and they will get you results. Oh, this is exciting. But before we jump into our topic, as always, I've got to let you guys know what is going on with Designing Your Life Today. Hey, we are making so many changes. If you haven't checked out our new website, go to designingyourlifetoday.com. Check it out. You'll see it there. And we've made it super easy for you to get to our podcast. You can click on podcast and you can listen until your heart's content, because we've got a lot of great podcasts there just for you. Not only that, if you go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday, then you will see a great article about making your first million. If you haven't seen my video about the future is now, then you want to take a look at it. It's kind of a little commercial that talks about designing your life today, but it also explains to you what's going on in our world right now. And it is time for us to really speed things up as far as how we take action, the thoughts that we think, because things that we think are manifesting much faster now. Have you noticed that it seems as though time is really going by quickly? I mean, it is already March. Well, it'll be March tomorrow. And it seems like it was just January, just a few days ago. So time is really going super fast. And the beautiful part about that is that if time is moving fast like that, that means that manifestations are going to happen faster. And that's why it's important that you learn about your mind energy and how it can bring you the life that you want. Also, I had an inspiration over the weekend, and I did a podcast called You Owe It to Yourself. And if you missed that, it was for yesterday on Sunday, and I did it early before I went to church. And whenever I'm inspired to do a podcast, I'll do a quick one and share my thoughts. And it's really great. I think it's going to inspire you to really open up to accept your good, to accept the best that you deserve in your life. And I give you two simple ways that you can do that. It's a very simple formula. So if you missed that podcast or you didn't get a chance to listen to it on Sunday, go and give a listen. Hey, our guest that's coming up on our show this month or within a week or so is Leanne Warner, another millionaire who's going to come, multimillionaire actually, and she's going to come and share with us how she did it and the things that she went through, her journey. And I can tell you, it was in fact a tumultuous journey, but she made it through, and hey, she's on easy street. All right, but she still has to work, but she's loving what she's doing. She's having a lot of fun. So we're going to have Leanne Warner, who's going to be coming on to our show. Can't wait to interview her. I love talking to these different people from all these different, with all these different backgrounds and hearing their stories. It's so exciting. And I hope you guys are liking it too. By the way, you can tell us how much you like it when you go to iTunes and subscribe to our show, number one, and number two, leave us a rating and let us know how much you like our interviews and the information that we're bringing to you. And I have a free ebook that I want to give you guys. It's called Driving Your Passions. And so we're going to make that available to you in a link. And speaking of link, we got more great things coming up for you. We're making it easier for you to access the information that we talk about on our show. Some of you listen to the show while you're driving, and as a result, you don't have time to take notes and you don't have time to go back and listen to it again, even though I wish you would listen to it like five times each person. But you don't have time for that. And so what we're doing is we're going to provide you with the transcripts to the show with the links in the transcripts, and you can actually click on the links and it can take you to any of the free downloads that we have for you, any of the free information that we have for you, and any of the information that just that's not free, but it will help you to boost your career, inspire you, or ignite your life and take you to the next level. So we're making that easy, making it easier for you to get access to that so you can feel comfortable in listening to our show while you're driving. And because I give a lot of tips, you know, and I give a lot of 1 through 5 tips and 1 through 6. I think I've got 5 tips again today. And as a result of that, many people want to get that information, but if you're driving, well, it's kind of hard to do that. So anyway, here we go. Let's talk a little bit about your mind energy and why is it so magical. Now, here's a why it's so magical in a nutshell. It says in the biblical scripture, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now think about that. Now, can your heart really think? Actually, it's your mind that's doing the thinking, and when you're thinking, it's going into your heart, and you're going to become whatever it is you think about. And that's why your mind energy is so magical, because that energy travels from your mind to your heart. And actually, your mind and heart, they're kind of one and the same, actually. So it kind of travels and it comes through your brain, and you get this picture, you start to imagine things, and that energy goes right into your heart, and you become whatever it is you think about, and you magnetize whatever it is you think about. Now, today I'm going to give you 5 ways that you can keep your mind energy magical and boost your mind energy so that you can, in fact, manifest things a lot faster. Because here's the thing, or let me rephrase that, so you can manifest what you want a lot faster, the things that you really want. Because we're always having some kind of thoughts. We're always focused on something. But if you're focused on something that is not really what you want, because as I said, time is moving really fast, which means energy is actually going at a much more rapid pace. So it's going more rapidly. And if that's the case, then if you're thinking about things that you don't want, it's going to come to you a lot faster. So why don't we take control of that and start thinking about the things that we do want? It's going to make our world a better place. Okay. So with that being said, the very first suggestion I have for you as it relates to your mind energy and making it even more magical, more powerful, so that you can be more successful or reach those goals that you've set for yourself this year. The first thing is you want to subdue all fear. And there's a lot of talk about fear in magazines today. There are tons of books out there about conquering fear, about how not to be afraid. But the truth of the matter is they kind of dance around the issue a lot. They give you a lot of what I call philosophy about fear and why people are so afraid. Well, I'm going to give you kind of in a nutshell, how do you subdue fear? You subdue fear by feeding your mind with love. And you know, people said, oh no, the opposite of love is not fear. The opposite of love is indifference. No, the opposite of love is fear. Indifference has no decision and it has no feeling. Okay. But fear With it comes a feeling, and with it comes results. Love is a feeling, but it's also a fruit that's in your spirit, and with it comes tremendous results. And since love is a fruit of the spirit, love can subdue fear, and like a weed, if fear is the weed, love is that flower, and it is so strong until it can actually, instead of the weed choking the flower, that flower can choke that weed. So you really want to subdue all fear by feeding your mind with love. Ah, there's that word. This is the last day of the month. You guys knew I had to squeeze something in about love, right? We talk about love all month long in February. It's fun. So the thing is that you really want to think loving thoughts. Whenever you're afraid of something, or whenever you find people feeding their fears by talking about all the bad things that are going to happen. And here's the thing, what weakens your mind is listening to gossip, listening to strife, watching the politicians argue, call each other names, insult each other, put each other down. Have you ever stopped to think about that? You guys knew I was going to talk about the politicians, right? Have you ever really stopped to think about that? Now, these are people who are going to be running the country. These are people who are going to be making decisions as to what you're supposed to get in your life. That's why you don't want the government running your life, because it's nothing but name calling, strife. It's like dealing with like big, giant, grown up babies, you know? So my point is that you want to get thoughts of love going in your mind. And that will subdue any fear that you have. Now, here's a second one that I have for you. If you want your mind energy to become super magical in the sense that it's going to manifest the things that you want, then you want to be decisive, not double-minded, not going back and forth. Oh, can I do it? No. Can I? I don't think I can do that. Okay, I think I can. No, I really don't think I can. Do you think I can? You don't need to ask anybody's permission. I get it. We all need to be affirmed at times in our lives. I'm no different. I like that's my love language, words of affirmation. And so we want to be affirmed throughout our lives. We want to be told we're good at something. We want to be told well done. We want to be told thank you for doing this, and we want to be appreciated. I get that. But listen, when we talk about mind energy, the one thing that no one else can control is what goes through your mind. So you have to be powerful enough, strong enough, confident enough, and courageous enough to take control of your mind. And the best way to do that is to be decisive. If you're double-minded, the more double-minded you are, the weaker you become when it comes to making decisions about what's best for your life. And what happens is when we become weaker in that sense, you know what we do? We actually turn our lives over to other adults, hence the politicians. I know, one of these days, I'm just probably going to go full political. Okay, never. It's never going to happen. Ever, ever, ever. They said never say never. I'm saying it. I'm being decisive. Anyway, the point here is that you don't want to be double-minded when it comes to your life. What is it you want? And the best way not to be double-minded is to take the time and keep it simple and write down the top three things that you want to happen in your life, or you want to bring into your life, or that you're willing to work for so that you can get the best thing is into your life. When you have those three things in front of you, guess what? You don't have to do a lot of thinking. Don't make a list of 20 things that you want, because I have a little tip for you. Here's a secret about the 20 things that you want. The 20 things that you want are probably wrapped up in those three things. Usually one of the things on the list is money, right? And I'm guessing that would mean the other 19 things cost money. So there you have it. So the point is that write the top three things that you want, which would be money, maybe love or a stronger relationship. And of course, as the show, better health, more wealth. And there it is, fruitful relationship. Those three things. Now, you can write down what you want, but those are the three things that I focus on for my life. Why? Because that keeps it simple and I don't have to be double-minded. So the only thing I have to do, for example, when we talk about more wealth and when it comes to being decisive, only thing I need to decide is, okay, what do I want to do with that extra money? All right. And in that case, those are what I call like sub goals. And we'll talk about that on another show when I give you some really high impact strategies for taking your life to the next level. We got that coming up in the month of March. But the key is to be decisive and not double minded. So You're going to subdue your fear by feeding your mind with love. You're going to be decisive by not being double-minded and making very firm decisions. What's the best way to make a firm decision? Keep it short. Keep it simple. Don't make it a long list. Number three, determine what you want and stay focused on it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. See, understand this, that whatever it is you want, if it's something you've never done before, you're going to encounter a little bit of turbulence along the way. In some cases, you're going to encounter a lot of turbulence. It just depends on what that goal is. So whatever it is you decide that you want, stay focused on it. Now, I always have to give my little caveats or warnings or bewares, because when people hear that, okay, all right, what I need to do is determine what I want. Ooh, I want her husband. Ooh, I want his wife. I'm determined to have her or have him. No, that's not what I'm talking about, okay? Listen, determine what you want. Don't be covetous with it, because that, we're talking about mind energy and boosting your mind energy. Covetousness doesn't boost your mind energy. It actually weakens your mind energy. It weakens not just your mind, but it weakens your body overall. So here's the thing. Determine what you want. Stay focused on it. Here's another one. Ask questions of value. Now, when I say ask questions of value, you know, that's kind of two-pronged. Number one, you can ask other people, meaning someone who's worried, who based on your goals, if they actually are where you want to be in your life, then you could ask that person some questions. But make those questions valuable and make those questions poignant and make them decisive. Okay, get to the point. All right. So the other part of this, when we talk about asking questions of value, the other part is that you want to ask yourself questions of value. You want to pose some questions to your mind. And here are some questions that you can ask yourself. You know, how may I provide great value to others? Here's another one. What should I be listening for when politicians talk? And I'm not picking on the politicians, but what I'm saying is this is an election year and they play a lot of silly games. And for example, and I'll just say it, I mean, Hillary Clinton, she goes in and out on people. If she's talking to one ethnic group, she starts dancing as if we're so ignorant, that's all we need. And when she's talking to another ethnic group, she starts speaking in their dialect as if that's all they need. So, and I'm not picking at Hillary, I mean, facts are facts. And so my point is that you really want to be able to pose that question to your mind, because what's going to happen is your mind will kind of get you to zoom in on what's not being said. And it's not just Hillary, but we're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about all the candidates. So the point is that you can feed your mind. So how does that boost my mind energy? It boosts your mind energy because now you're tapping into one of the greatest sources that you have as a human being, and that's your wisdom. So that's why you want to pose questions of value to yourself. And that's why you say, okay, what should I be listening for? Here's another question that you can ask your mind. What talents can I use to create the income that I want? Now, when I say the income that you want, I want you to fill that in with however much money that is. What talent can I use to create $1 million? What talent can I use to create 2 million, 3 million? Whatever it is, you want to pose that question to your mind. Here's the funny part about it. And I used to wonder about this because people would say, the answer is within. And I would say, really? So why is it just not jumping out at me? Well, it's not jumping out. It wasn't jumping out at me because I wasn't asking the questions. I wasn't asking the right questions, and I wasn't asking any questions at all when it came to certain things. So when you pose questions of value, a question of value is the right question. For example, here are questions that you perhaps would not ask yourself. You know, why do I keep losing? No. Don't ask yourself that. The question of value would be, how can I win more? See, it's a difference. See, because if you ask your mind, why do you keep losing? Your mind is going to position you to lose, and it's going to tell you how to lose more. So that's why you really want to ask questions of value, because that's going to boost your mind energy. Remember, your mind energy, it's magical. It's going to bring you the life that you want, but you got to know how to use it. Okay, there's more. Here's another one. Let nothing unpleasant corrupt your mind. Don't let anything unpleasant corrupt your thoughts. You want to put the same thoughts of success in your mind, no matter what's going on in your life, put the same thoughts of success in your mind every single day. Why? Because eventually your mind's going to grab onto those thoughts and it's going to make it a fact. It's going to turn it into a fact of your life. And when it turns it into a fact of your life, you're going to live it and you're going to live this out or carry this out without actually thinking about it. You know, there's some things that you do instinctively or some things that you do just without even thinking about it because you're so used to doing it every single day. And so when you can pose or when you can put thoughts into your mind that are powerful, that are positive, that don't make you feel small, then your mind is eventually going to accept that. And let me, if you're listening to this and you say, well, you know, I really don't feel all that powerful, then change your thoughts. And no matter what anyone else says, it's all about what you say. It's all about what you feed your mind. So you want to put that those thoughts into your mind that say, listen, I'm powerful. I'm doing life with power. I'm built by design to win. I mean, I say that you're built by design to win on the show all the time. But just so you know, that was one of my affirmations for me, that I'm built by design to win. That doesn't matter what comes against me, I'm going to win. I'm going to go over, under, I'm going to go around, do whatever it is I have to do because I'm a winner. It's how I'm made. And that is something that I affirmed to myself so that no matter what came against me when I was going through certain things in my life, I would never quit, I would never give up, and I would never beat myself up. I would always stay the course. And then I tell myself, and this too shall pass away. Why? Because no matter what, I'm always going to get back into the winner's circle. So the same thing applies to you. See, it's not just me. It's me because I'm saying it to myself, but it's you when you start saying it to yourself, you become that too. See, so you're already that. You just have to tell yourself that. So you don't want to let any unpleasant thoughts corrupt your mind. The other thing is when we talk about not letting unpleasant thoughts corrupt your mind, then you want to feed your mind with thoughts of power. And what that means is you might want to consider going on a television fast. I know, heaven forbid, right? But you might want to consider going on a television fast from violent shows. If you listened to one of my shows a few weeks ago, I talked about that. The fact that I actually stopped watching all of my favorite shows. And the only thing I watched, they were uplifting things, they were spiritual things, shows. That's all I watched. And nothing, and literally nothing else. If I listened to a podcast, it was uplifting. It was spiritual. It was informative. But it was not, oh, here's what's wrong with the world. Here's what the politicians. I had no clue. I totally disconnected from all of that. And I disconnected from all of that purposely because I really wanted my mind to be more powerful. I wanted to boost my energy and I wanted to have clarity when it came to all the changes that I was talking about making on the show, Designing Your Life Today. And as a result, we've made some really great changes because I stepped away from anything that was interfering with me delivering my highest and best. So that meant I had to stop watching one of my favorite shows, which is The Flash. I mean, because he takes a beating. He gives a beating, but he takes a beating sometimes. And I'm not a fan of that. But the point is, I like the show. So I actually stopped watching it. I stopped watching the DC. I missed the premiere of the DC, I think they call the Legends of Tomorrow or whatever they're called. And that show, which comes on either, I think on Thursdays or whenever, but I stopped watching. That's a superhero show, but I knew there was going to be a lot of violence in it. So I stopped watching that. I definitely stopped watching The Arrow, which I don't really watch it for the violence. Okay, I'm being a little fresh, but I kind of watch it because, I mean, that guy is cute. I don't even know his name, but The Arrow, the Green Arrow, he's a good looking guy, you know, and he can kind of, you know, kick a little butt. All right, but anyway, back on the subject. See what I mean about your thoughts? Do you see what happens? But anyway, the point I'm making here is that I disconnected from all of that so that my thoughts could become much more powerful. Now, here's another thing. We talk about not letting unpleasant things corrupt your mind or thoughts go through your mind or corrupt your mind. Here, you can really subdue all of that by waking up every single day focusing on your highest and best. See, we're being told that there isn't enough. We're being told the country's broke. We're being told that people are starving. And these are actually realities. But do you know how you change a reality? You create a new reality. But that which you reinforce, it stays. It doesn't go away. Oh, because guess what? Once again, the mind energy is magical. So it doesn't discriminate. So it can bring you good magic or bad magic, right? So why not start telling yourself that, hey, listen, I'm focusing on the highest and best. It's how you're made. And so when you make the decision that you're going to do that, hey, you can like be living in a mud hole, but I can assure you, you're going to start to see things a lot clearer. You're going to start to see your power more. You're going to have more peace in your life, more joy, and you're actually going to start to see the road that leads to your greatest abundance in your life. So when I tell you that mind energy is magical, you've heard me talk about Pam Grout, who's the best-selling author who wrote the book E-Squared. And her book, it's proof that thoughts are things. And well, she came on the show and she proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that thoughts are in fact things. And we know this, but it's nice when someone can come along and prove it for people who have a little bit of faith, just a tiny little bit. I'm sure she gave a lot of people a lot of hope that day. So my point is, we know that thoughts are things. So when we talk about the fact that your mind energy is magical, what I'm saying to you is that whatever you're thinking, that energy is magnetizing that thing and bringing it into your life. So no matter what it looks like, you know, if your health isn't where you want it to be, start seeing yourself as this magnificently healthy person. Start seeing that. If you don't have enough money, it doesn't matter. Start seeing yourself as a person who's manifesting abundance hand over fist. Start seeing yourself as a person who provides the best service ever to other people. So when you start to see yourself in that way, then you know what's going to happen? When you see yourself being this person who's delivering amazing services, what's going to happen is, even if you don't know what your talents are, or if you've been ignoring your talents all these years, these pictures, you're going to get pictures in your imagination. And when those pictures start showing up, they're going to really compel you to take action. And the more you feed your mind energy with those thoughts, the more your confidence is going to go up. And you might be a little bit nervous about stepping out and doing something different or something you've never done before, but because you're feeding your mind and you're feeding it and you're subduing your fear by feeding your mind with love, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be so super strong mentally that nothing and no one will be able to stop you from your good. Because that's the truth of the matter. No one can stop you from achieving your highest and best. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you on this magnificent Monday. We got more great things that are coming for you. Remember, go to our Facebook page, Designing Your Life Today, and check out the article, Making Your First Million. Gives you 5 easy steps. I found that article and I thought, this is amazing. It could really help. You want to like our page because we're going to bring you a lot of great content. We've got a lot of things lined up. They're going to be showing up on our page. Lots of great strategies that will help you achieve your goals, that will help you stay focused. I like to keep life simple, so a lot of those strategies are going to be extremely simple. Yes, we are going to continue to post the power focus word of the week, and so you can go there and check that out. It's always inspirational. It tells you your energy connection to your own success for you, and we just got more and more coming, Driving Your Passions. That ebook is going to, if you've lost your passion, it's going to give you ideas as to how to revive your passion. And guess what? I'm making that ebook absolutely free to you. I want people to be passionate. I want you to be excited about your life. I want you to find your talent. I want you to operate in your talent. And I want you to have everything you've ever wanted in your entire life. Because when you get that, okay, every good thing. I better clarify. When you get that, then you're doing life with power. Hey, you guys, have an amazing day. We'll chat more tomorrow.